This is...
It's my show.
But not my show.
Good day. How are you doing? I hope you're doing well. This is not my show. I'm the blues man. Call me Musa Wenkosi. In fact, call me blues man rather.
Yeah, Musa Wenkosi.
Yeah, blues man is good. Yeah, blues man is best. And I'm with Luando. Yes, how are you, Luando?
I'm doing well.
Are you good?
Very great.
How is the day treating you? How is the week?
It's been good.
I've been doing good myself. Yeah, obviously.
I see.
If they could see me, they'll see the smile on my face right
yeah.
now. if you can see me there, wherever you sit, you'll see the smile on my face.
Yeah.
Yeah, so don't you want to tell us today's topic? But before that, I'm obviously from Johannesburg, South Africa. And you're listening to the Active FM. And Christ music is definitely hot music. And Christ talk is hot talk.
That was new. We're always formulating stuff. That was new. That was different. Yeah, as I said, he is Musa from South Africa. I'm Luando from South Africa. He supports Man City, so I think he's still celebrating.
Of course, we lost last night.
He's celebrating the loss. Yeah.
I give credit to the VAR show.
Wow, yeah. Soccer, it's something else, eh?
I mean, it's the emotion itself.
It's something else.
See, now you got my mood down now.
There thinking you celebrate, the I mean, you won, and next thing you lose. Soccer is like that. You never guaranteed that you know you wanna take the next league.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's actually the thing. But guess what? You know, with Christ that we serve, you are guaranteed.
Yeah.
That you know, our pastor normally says, you know, soccer may let you down, but God will never
God
let
will
you
never,
down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I think one of the things that has become, you know, our best friend, especially in lockdown, it's coffee. You know, I feel like coffee won't let you down.
I say tea.
You say tea.
Yeah, I love tea. Rooibos.
Rooibos.
Yeah. Shout out to all the rooibos drinkers out there. Yeah, we're together.
Why do you love rooibos?
Because it's a drink.
Yeah. Just like that.
Yeah, I don't need to say more. Rooibos is there's that sense of authority. It has that sense of
serious,
you know, maturity. Not this coffee thing, everyone. Coffee. Yo, you know, I'm scared for those who listen to this.
I feel like debating. I mean, when it's so cold, you do photography.
Yeah, well, sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
We have a camera in my house.
When it's so cold. Or when, man, you under pressure,
yeah.
What cools you down?
What cools me down and I'm under pressure? I play the
it's
blues.
Coffee.
I'm a blues man.
It's coffee.
No, it doesn't cool
coffee.
You.
Coffee.
Coffee makes you rush. What
coffee with music. Coffee with music.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Rooibos with the guitar. Think of that.
What's the most, if you compare tea and coffee,
yeah.
What's the most produced or manufactured?
Coffee.
Why?
Because people are hooked onto it because it's a drug. It's there. They worship it. I mean, right?
It's a drug.
Yeah, to them it's a drug, man.
It's
they can't live
true.
Without it.
Do right? you know that in the Bible there's coffee?
Do you know in the Bible there's tea?
Give me one scripture.
The leaves.
Give me one scripture.
Also, you give me one. Let me search. You give me one scripture.
Jacob's.
Jacob.
Yeah, we told you this is Active FM, my show, but not my show. We are live and we are going crazy. Talking about coffee called Jacob's in the Bible. You know, would always, you know, bring something that's new that you never knew. You know what I'm saying? And guess what? There was someone called Jacob in the Bible, and there's coffee that called Jacob, so it goes together. So what are we talking about this week? Very, very interesting.
I was doing research over this tea thing. There's so many scriptures there.
I feel like we're talking about tea.
Why are we talking about tea?
Yeah?
Why do you want to talk about tea? because you want to say tea.
Because I feel like I have more facts, you know, about coffee more than tea. But it's fine, eh? So what we're looking at, it's the scripture. which comes from the book of Acts. It's the funny scripture. We decided that, you know, we want to talk about funny things, because especially now where things are just sad, you know what I'm saying? You go outside and you never know if a person is smiling or not because they're behind the mask.
Have you ever gone through something and then, like, you're wearing a mask hoping that person won't... hoping that person won't notice you, yeah. But then they notice, like, oh, how did you see me with this mask? Yeah, I've walked past a friend because he had a mask. I didn't notice him.
Yeah,
he noticed me though.
I think when you're special to people, they always look at your facial features.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
You know, but I think it's bad now when guys will actually notice you.
Yeah, that's a bit weird.
Okay, that's what happened to Musa.
Come on, now you have to say it out loud.
That's what happened to Musa. So I was just talking about, you know, being behind the mask. That's the topic.
Behind the mask.
Behind the mask. That's actually the topic. We have hijacked this.
Yeah,
interesting. We have hijacked this one, you know. We can always be thankful, even when things are so negative because of the coronavirus thing. You know, I think we have come with the craziest topic ever. Behind the mask.
Behind the mask.
Yeah. So, you never know, eh? Someone is smiling, but you think they're angry. And you don't know if, should I run? 1, 2, kum, 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 should I run? Can do a song out of it. Should I run? Or should I greet them? What are they doing? And before you even greet them, like, are you smiling or are you angry? Imagine doing
that. Yo.
I think that's a way now, you know, to greet someone.
Yeah.
But imagine doing sales and you have this appointment with someone and they're behind the mask.
How do you know?
Never. You can't tell if they're interested.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. You can only see the eyes now. It look like a ninja.
Yeah. You can't see if they're interested or not.
Yeah.
So, we're looking at the book of Acts 19. Does it make sense? Acts 19 verse 13 says, some Jews who went around driving out evil spirits tried to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those who were demon possessed. They would say, in the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches, I command you to come out. Seven sons of Sceva, a Jew, which priest, were doing this. One day the evil spirit answered them, Jesus I know and Paul I know about, but who are you? Imagine.
Who are you? Hey, imagine, eh?
Yo, what would you do?
Yo, I'd be frightened, eh? Yo, I'd actually be frightened. Now that I say that, because now it shows that you don't have sense of authority.
And I think there's more into this. Because sometimes you want to achieve something. You know what I'm saying? And there's always a challenge when you want to achieve something. And sort of like, it questions, who are you? Sometimes you can't dream big. Because you dream big, you see yourself big. And this is where you want to be. But guess what happens? You look at your situations, you look where you come from, and you ask yourself, who am I? You know what I'm saying? Who am I, you know, to stand before the millions of people one day and actually give them right direction in terms of their lives? You know what I'm saying? Who am I to actually... We're living in a bad, bad world. At the same time, there are things that we can really be thankful for. You know what I'm saying? A lot of things that we can be thankful for. You know what I'm saying? But you actually look at the things that are happening today. And if you have to do your own research about, you know, how you will actually see, like, leaders who are out there and leading people. These are leaders of people. This is the biggest thing. I don't know. Most of the time now, it's like I'm interested talking about leaders because... It's looking at people like that and looking at the people that are being led, You know what I'm saying? Christ actually speaks about the fact that, you know, these people are without a shepherd. And but looking at these people, and what happens is that you actually see so much evil. And most of the times, leaders benefit, but what happens to the people that they lead?
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? What happens to the people that lead? But, you know, I'm actually associating that point with the fact that most of the times you try maybe to even see yourself being a positive leader. And sometimes you actually look at people's, you know, sometimes there's this trend in people's mindset. I don't know if I can say it in that way. In people's mindset where people, you will see this person and this person. But there's this, you know, trend way of thinking where people, they can be so negative. You know what I'm saying? Where people, they can be so strong against what is right, what benefits people. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes those are the things that can actually question you as a person to say, wow, here I am and I would like to be this, but who am I to stand before these people? And it reminds me the story of Moses, because, I mean, you actually looking at the leaders where there was Pharaoh and the Israelites were enslaved. And God is calling out Moses like, you know, you need to stand before this guy. I always love this statement. If you can stand before God, you can stand before anyone. Yeah. You know, if you can stand before God, you can stand before anyone. And God is like, you know, I'm sending you. And you need to save my people. And Moses is asking himself, who am I? Who am I? We always want good things. We always want, you know, positive things, benefiting, you know, things that are going to help people. We always want the perfect world. We always want a perfect world with less pain. You know what I'm saying? With less death and bad news. But sometimes when you, it's like you. Sometimes you're not like David. I don't know if I can say it in that way. Because you throw a shot, and then two shots, they come back to you. Like this guy, like, you know, in the name of Jesus, that Paul preaches about, hey, come out, demons. And they respond back.
Yo.
So that's actually the thing. So, what would you do? What do you do when that happens? Do you give up? Let's carry on with our story. Then the man, this is one guy. This is amazing. This is one guy. Weird demons, evil spirits in himself. He's going to beat nine. He's going to beat nine guys. And he says, then the man weird, the evil spirit jumped on them. Overpowered them all. He gave them such a beating. Wow. He gave them such a beating that they ran out of the house naked and bleeding. Imagine the Musa is. Musa, a race of naked people in the city.
Yo, yeah.
You know, on the trending news, that will be the top. In South Africa, there was a race of naked people. We don't know what caused them to run in the streets naked, but we know the person who won the race was Musa.
Yo, that'd be hilarious, eh?
What would you say, Musa?
Yo, if they catch me in that kind of situation. Mm. Firstly, I wouldn't do that, run naked. But if I'm overpowered by something and then it happens, I run naked and bleeding and all that. Yeah, if they interview me after that.
let's take a short break from our topic. I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
I mean, if you don't want to die.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the option is to run, but you're naked. What would you do? If you don't run... Already, there's something that has overpowered you. Or let's say you I don't know what happened. Oh, okay. I got this one right. So You were in the shower. Yo. And this monster approaches you.
Yo.
What would you do, monster?
If I'm in the shower.
Yeah.
And then the evil spirits approach me.
Yeah. No, no. Either an evil spirit or a monster. Something. And or a shooting. Just soldiers shooting. Or ISIS. I don't know if ISIS exists.
I will forget that I'm like unclothed. Get out of there.
Right, I'll forget.
I'll forget. In fact, I'll get something close to me. Just cover up and run away. I promise you. Oh, I'll just be like that guy with the host. Who are you? I'll start praying.
And I think sometimes we can learn so much from that, because there are moments where you don't care about being naked because it's your life. It's the value of your life. You don't want to lose your life. You see what I'm saying? And I believe most of the times we have to have that same attitude. You know what I'm saying? To say, I don't care that this person is going to say this. You know what I'm saying? I don't care of my failures. I don't care how many times I fail in doing this thing. Because at the end of the day, it's my life.
Yeah.
You know what? How many things you never do, and you have the potential of doing these things, but you never do because of what your friends will throw back at you when you start a step.
Yeah, that's true. So imagine, just imagine, imagine if the same way we value life is the same way we value the Bible. Imagine if that was the case, because now people can do crazy stuff to protect their life. People do insane things just to protect their life. For instance, now the example that we gave about running out naked. I mean, no one in their right mind would actually go out to walk outside naked. But now if it's something of, yo, someone is chasing me now. Someone is chasing me and is about to kill me. That's not even an option if someone would see my nakedness. It's not even an option. You'll get out of there, even if you unclothed or not. So imagine if we actually prioritize the Bible, the word, spreading the word, the same way we prioritize us, our lives, you know. Imagine how far spiritually we would be.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah, so it's insane. Things like this. Like me personally, that challenged me. That really challenged me, because there's a lot of stuff that I see as priority. For instance, I love music. So there's I run like a basic label. So there's a lot of things that I put my focus more on there. I put more of my focus there. Okay, the money didn't come in. I need to ask, why did this happen? Why didn't this happen? And all that. There's a lot of stuff I think of that. Then one time I was sitting at home and thinking, imagine the time I spend on making sure the label is getting profit. Imagine if I spent the amount of dedication I spent there. Imagine if I spent that same dedication on ministry. Imagine how far I would have been, you know. Because getting artists signed and all that, that's like priority. We're getting people, money coming in, going for photo shoots, this. Imagine that, me being organized in that aspect. Imagine if I was organized the same way in ministry.
Sorry to cut you short. So most of the time you talk about ministry, and it may very be something that's boring to people. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Something that, you know, someone wouldn't pursue. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you have, I can say, both experiences in both fields, like music, and I mean, you haven't quit music, but it's just one of the things that you do in ministry. There was just a transformation in terms of the reason why you do your music, you know what I'm saying? And what has been, you know, a difference? Why do you now, there you are here where we are, if I'm making sense?
Yeah, now you're making sense.
Talking about ministry, you know, why is that important to you? What does it change in your life? You know what I'm saying?
So let me start off how the music started. I used to make, me and my crew used to make like, heavy music, music that wasn't like biblical in a way. Mm. You know, all these artists, and then I in my music, even in my BC days, I never used to curse. But the people I was making music with, they used to love cursing and all that. And I was fine with it. I mean, I didn't see a problem in that. Until there was a time, I was sitting down and I just wrote. I wrote a song that was about my life, basically. I was just writing a song, but now it wasn't like rapping hip-hop or anything. It was a blues song. Mm. And it came out so nice. But then my gran told me, this is a very nice song. Imagine if you wrote this for God.
Serious.
That's when I clicked, and that's when I wrote a song. And then, yeah, the label, even though I was making, now I changed this kind of music I make. I was making like Christian music, godly music. The label was still making the worldly music. And I'm thinking everything is going all cool because I'm the one making, you know, godly music and that. But the label is off my name, you know, it's off my name. So what's happening there is on me. Because I'm the one who's allowing things like that to happen. So the change happened with the label. So now with the record label, if you listen to the music, we don't make worldly music. But it's that kind of music that will draw someone that's not of Christ to, you know what, there's a God out there. We make that kind of music that even if you're in the world, it's not something you embarrass. Because I'm sure you know... in the world, if let's say I come up and play a Christian song, people find that like, what's wrong with this guy? It's embarrassing and all of that. I'm trying to defeat that, that embarrassingness of playing godly music.
Yeah.
So that's what the label is for. And what made me change music to be in a godly way is because I look at artists that are in the worldly music industry and they pretend like everything is going all good. Now I won't lie to you, last year this time I wanted to be those people. I wanted to be those people with all the girls, with all the money, with all everything. I wanted to be those people. But when I looked at it, because I actually got an offer last year from a record label company, a huge record label company, offering me a lot of money and telling me to sign and all of those stuff. But that's when my grand, that's how the change happened. But I actually thought of it, if I had to live that kind of way, who am I impacting at the end of the day? Because I can listen to a huge artist now.
Yeah.
But after I listen to him, he's talking about depressing stuff, I'll feel bad after that. Then when I made Christian music, when I make Christian music, now I feel much better about myself. Like, I feel like people in the label are being influenced in the right way now, instead of the wrong way. They seeing things bigger than what they thought it actually was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, obviously, with the new song that has been released, you have actually seen more people responding, and you know that it's actually building, helping someone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
true. Okay, remember... this is Active FM, my show, but not my show.
Yes.
So behind the mask. We're going to continue with this topic. We have come to an end. We're going to close in prayer. If you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, Musa is going to pray with you.
Okay. So wherever you are, just close your eyes and mean this prayer. So you can repeat after me. I'll just leave a bit of a gap there so you can say after me. So Lord Father God.
Lord Father God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For this wonderful day you've given me.
For this wonderful day you have given me.
Thank you that you've opened my eyes.
Thank you that you have opened my eyes.
Thank you that now I can see the light.
Thank you that now I can see the light.
Lord Jesus, I've acknowledged I'm a sinner.
Lord Jesus, I've acknowledged I'm a sinner.
And Jesus, I repent.
And Jesus, I repent.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
You are my Lord and Savior.
You are my Lord and Savior.
I speak that over my life.
I speak that over my life.
Thank you for being with me.
Thank you for being with me.
And thank you for loving me.
And thank you for loving me.
I give my life to you.
I give my life to you.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen. This is Active FM. This is my show, but not my show. Don't forget to visit our website, www.activefm.co.za. Our Facebook page, /ActiveFM777. Our Instagram page, @ActiveFM777, and our Twitter, ActiveFM.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.